Traumatic brain injury is when the brain gets injured in an event such as an assault or a fall or a car accident. So the brain is moved around inside the skull or hits inside the skull when one falls, etc. Two main types, moderate severe or mild. Moderate to severe, when the loss of concussion is around 30 minutes plus, or when and mild when it's less than that. So there's gradations. The rates of brain injury across all severities tend to be around 7% in the general population. Think about 7%. And the people who are most at risk of having these kinds of injuries are the young. So the biggest risk group are adolescent boys. So that the injuries peak at around 15 to 20, 21. And another peak is in the under-5s, both genders, males and females, under-5s. And these are often the forgotten-about head injuries that happen in childhood. That sets the scene for later development, or maldevelopment in some ways. Also bearing in mind that deprivation is a big risk factor for having head injuries. So the effects of these injuries are that kids will develop problems in areas associated with the frontal parts of the brain, which are often affected, temporal parts of the brain, that's often affected as well. So these would be things like problems in paying attention, and remembering, and holding oneself in, anger control, impulse control, and so on. Typically happens after the more severe injuries, but often can happen after mild injuries as well, to a more subtle degree. And the effects may be delayed in the developing brain. In other words, the brain, because it's developing, might not express the deficits until down the line, when the child is now faced with a much more complex environment and the brain can't cope with it. In our work with young offenders, we've shown that there's a lot of brain injuries. The number of head injuries in a typical young offender population is around 45% where there's been a knockout history. In other words, a lot of opportunities for the brain to be changed. We also found that there's associations between having brain injuries and number of convictions, you have more convictions, greater violence in offending, and also more mental health problems. We also recently shown that there's a dose-response relationship. So the more injuries they have, the more problems they might have around having headaches, nausea, forgetting, and so on. So they have ongoing problems from the brain injuries. And in some previous work, we showed that if you look at adults in a prison and they had head injury or no head injury, the adults who had head injury tended to come into the prison system at the average age of 16 versus 21 in the non-head injured. There's something about the head injury that's either associated with or causal to ending up in crime.